Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors juggles the ball. That's an error on Connors. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salters moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. There goes Salters. The throw from Sewell and Salters is out. There goes Campbell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Connors reaches third base with a triple. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Connors scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Whitehill moves to third. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehill scores. Larry scores. Croner moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Croner scores. Averill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitehill. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Connors applying the tag. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Connors hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitlock for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehill bunts towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Connors takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Connors moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Bonura picks up the ball and throws it to Hayes, who tags the runner out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder now pitching. Tony Pete pinch runs for Zeke Bonura. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Connors bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to third. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Mulehaus now playing first base. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-3 in the game. Salters is called out on strikes. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Hale moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. Larry hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.